Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Business Leaders of Today. Presented by Tess Turin, digital account specialist with CBS Local Media, and Chris Horn, co-founder of VocalLogic.
Good morning and welcome to Business Leaders of Today, showcasing local businesses around the Atlanta and Gwinnett area. I'm Chris Horn with VocalLogic, and with me is Tess Turin, your marketing specialist with CBS Local Media. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great. So as we were coming in the studio this morning, you were telling me about some fun times you had last night.
Yeah, too much fun. I love working for CBS. The perks are great. We went to an event last night that showcased the Falcons and met a bunch of football players and cheerleaders and had a lot of fun.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm actually jealous. So, all right. Well, in the studio today with us, we have Ted Officer and Melissa Sloan with United Health Insurance. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you. It's USA Health Insurance.
I'm sorry. USA Health Insurance. And also with us, we have Jody Stewart with Vaccines to Go. Good morning, Jody. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, so let's get started with Mr. Officer here. I love your name, by the way. I know you've heard this plenty of times, but Mr. Officer, I love it.
Yes, my dad was in the Air Force, a colonel in the Air Force, so I have heard them all.
So every time he wrote his name, it was like officer, comma, his name, so like they just call him officer.
Yes. Officer, officer.
Yes, his name tag said officer.
Nice, that's awesome. All right, well, tell us a little bit about USA Health Insurance.
USA Health Insurance is a brokerage in Atlanta, and we work nationally. Depending on the season, we've got 20, 30 employees, and we help small businesses and individuals with health insurance, ranging from the individual who just needs help for themselves to the small business that's got 10, 20, 50, 100 employees who just needs help sorting all this stuff out with health insurance.
Yeah, I think it's really hard, especially whether it's company-wide or personal. There's so much out there, and especially with the Affordable Care Act, them really pitching that, it's still confusing to try to figure out because there's so much out there. Tell me what the Affordable Care Act really is.
Sure. The Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, is simply government regulation of private insurance. There is no government insurance. There's no government-run plan. There are no death panels, any of that. It's just 2,200 pages of legislation to regulate private insurance. And what that regulation says is here's what insurance has to look like. It has to be a guaranteed issue. It can only be sold during certain times of the year. Guaranteed issue, back to that, means you can't be turned down. So anyone who wants insurance can get it. And the government says, hey, if you can't afford it, we're going to pay for it for you. So that's, in a nutshell, what the Affordable Care Act is.
Well, it seems like there's a little bit of a backlash to that, too. I've heard that if you haven't reported exactly when you're getting this money back from the government, that a lot of people are actually owing money now, when...
Exactly. So the government asks you to reach up into the air and grab a number and give your best estimate as to what your income is going to be.
Right.
And based on that, they give you an advanced tax credit, i.e. they pay for your health insurance in advance. Well, at the end of the year, if you are a small business owner and you guessed wrong and you have a really good year, then you're going to owe all that money back to the federal government.
So tell me, Ted, who qualifies for the affordable health? You know, there's probably people out there right now listening and wondering, do I qualify? So who are the candidates for this?
So everyone qualifies for health insurance. It's just a question of who's going to pay for it. So,
right.
It, as a small business owner, if you're making a decent living, then most likely you're paying for your own health insurance. If you're somebody that maybe needs a little help, that is has a lower wage, then the government will help you pay for it, and there's a whole set of qualifications for that.
So, what is the minimum requirements for the Obamacare?
There is no minimum requirements. I mean, it's just again, the Obamacare is nothing more than a government regulation of private insurance. So you can buy a plan from Blue Cross, from Humana, from Aetna, from United Healthcare, from any of the major insurance companies. And it's the exact same plan, whether you as a small business owner are paying for it or the government is sending money to the insurance company and helping you pay for it. So there is no difference in terms of the plans and qualifications of it. It's really just a matter of who's paying for it.
So it sounds like everybody really can benefit from doing business with you, with your company, on many different levels. So for the baby boomers that are out there, you provide service for them as well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so, you know, what most people don't know is that if you deal with a broker such as ourselves or any other local brokerage, it's a free service. The rates are the same, the benefits are the same, the prices are the same, the subsidies from the government are the same. It's just a question of who is your broker. Most people are familiar with the biggest broker in the country, which is healthcare.gov, the big government-run insurance agency. And you can go online and you can get someone that was, you can figure it all out on your own in working with healthcare.gov. And it's kind of like pin the tail on the donkey. You close your eyes and pick out a plan and say, all right, I think this is the plan I'm going to be locked into for the rest of the year. And guess that hopefully that you've done it right online. Or you can pick up the phone, call one of our trained representatives and say, here's in 2 minutes what I need, and we will direct you to the exactly right plan with the best benefits, best networks, best prices, and it's the exact same price as you figured it out on your own on healthcare.gov.
And Ted is being just a little modest. It is full service. If you need help with doctors, if you need help with prescription drugs, if you need to know what's the nearest doctor to your house, I mean, it gets very, very detailed. We take the client from start to finish, from enrollment to finishing, and we help them with their payments. We help follow up with them. We check on them several times a year to make sure that they're okay. If they have problems, instead of getting on the phone, getting frustrated, we handle everything for them.
Like an insurance concierge.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
And the great thing is there's really no cost to the
exactly
to the insurer.
Right.
This is all free.
This is all, yeah.
And we have so many clients that have bought directly from healthcare.gov that call us and are pulling out their hair and say, hey, look, I got on a phone and I got a government call center and I got hold of someone who I think was, you know, working at some odd job 2 weeks ago, and now they're selling me health insurance. Can you help me out on this? And we say, absolutely. We'll be glad to help you out. Give us a call. It's a free service. We'll do it all for you. Don't try and figure out on your own and go to healthcare.gov. Why would you do that if you could get somebody to do it all for you for free?
Yeah, I have to say that last year I signed up with healthcare.gov because I didn't know any better. And now I found that none of my doctors are covered, or my wife's, or my kids. So I feel like I have like a car note with the government without the car. That's really what I feel like. You know, I'm just giving money, and you know, I don't know why. Because every time we go to the doctor, like, oh yeah, we don't carry this, or we don't take this plan. I'm like, well.
And your situation is a theme that is repeated over and over and over in our office every day, and we get people calling in saying, you know, gosh, I wish I knew you were there, because right. I tried to figure this out on my own. I thought I was doing the right thing, but turns out none of my doctors on the plan that I chose.
Right, and just because your doctor takes Blue Cross doesn't mean you can just pick a Blue Cross plan and be good to go, because that's what I thought, too.
Yeah, if you call a doctor's office and ask them, do you take Plan X, they will say, sure, we take Plan X, meaning that we will bill you if they don't pay us.
Right, right. So for people who are stuck in my situation, what's your advice to me?
Give us a call, and we will go over your situation, and there may be something we can do now. Open enrollment ended yesterday, but there's still some things, some special circumstances that we might be able to change your plan now. And if not, we can certainly keep you in our database, and on November 1st of next year, when you can switch plans, you will get a phone call from us, and we will have everything about you and be able to go over the current plans and current rates and direct you to the best deal for next year.
Will I be able to give you like my doctors and say, here's who we prefer, and then you can kind of search based on that?
Absolutely. We reverse engineer all the time.
Okay. Awesome.
And just to throw in a last little point, the special qualification period is broad. So people who are in your situation or who just don't know what's going on still, the best thing they could do is give us a call. They may find that they still qualify based on a major life event. They may find that they even qualify. One of the qualifications is an error. So if they found out that there was an error on their insurance policies or something they didn't know about and didn't catch, and it wasn't an error on their part, they can still get insured.
Okay.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin with CBS Local Media and Chris Horn with Vocal Logic Business Phone Systems. And we are speaking with Ted Officer, CEO of USA Health Insurance, and Melissa Sloan as well. So tell me, guys, health insurance, it's just such a confusing, industry for so many. I have to tell you, my father, and I think I told you guys this before offline, but my father tried to get online probably, 6 months ago. And I mean, it was just a real awful ordeal for him. I mean, I think he spent about 5.5 hours just to get somebody online. So what you're telling me is we can call your office directly, get somebody on the phone immediately, and you streamline the entire process for them.
Exactly.
At absolutely no cost.
Exactly.
It seems like a no-brainer.
tell people every day.
Yeah, it really, it's just a matter of just letting people know, you know, that you have this, you know, this
service to offer.
Well,
that's why we are trying to get our name out here, because a lot of people, it's still a too good to be true complex. So it's funny to me how you get online, and in your dad's instance or in someone else's instance, you spend hours on the phone or hours online, and you get confused, messed up, and you believe in that, but you're not, it's like people aren't understanding. We're here. And so now with our new office, we have an office in Alpharetta and the new office in Decatur, they can come in. So I tell people every day, come in, shake our hand, speak to us. Mm-hmm. And in 10 to 15 minutes, we will have a solution for you.
And people that are real busy like myself, that are working 12 hours a day, it's really not necessary for them to come in. This can be done just in a matter of a phone call. Is that correct?
Over the phone. And then with our follow-up, we do follow-up through email, text. There's no way to not know. We're linked on Facebook, we're Twitter. We have two websites that are linked to hundreds of other links of websites. We're linked. We're with all of the licensed with the insurance companies, the huge guys, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, United Healthcare, Kaiser, Aetna, Humana. So there's no way to not see that we are legitimate. Plus, with sure. Mr. Officer, there's over 20 years of experience. So
and again, there's no cost to the end
user.
No
cost.
Exactly. And, you know, back to your point, about 98% of our business is done over the phone. Right. So most people just pick up the phone, call us, and in 2 minutes, we can direct them to the right place and solve their problem.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever met my insurance agent. Now that I think about it,
I don't think I've ever been actually able to communicate with my insurance agent.
Well, you need to call USA Healthcare, don't you?
Right. I think Jody Stewart with Vaccines to Go. You had a question.
Yes. Do you have to be a business owner, or can you be an individual and call your company?
Absolutely. Anyone that qualifies for health insurance, and we deal with, and it's a very good question. Anyone from an individual who is just out on their own and needs health insurance, works for a company that doesn't offer health insurance, to the small business owner with, you know, 5, 10, 50, 100 employees who needs some help and direction figuring it out for their company.
And then also, what documentation would you need if someone called in? Is there certain documents that you should have available when you call?
Everyone's situation is different, but, you know, we will coach you through that. And if you don't have that information, and not everyone typically does have a lot of information right there at hand, we'll send you a text message and after the conversation say, hey, you're missing X, Y, and Z piece of information. Just text it back to us and we'll get everything done for you.
Great.
And you also offer dental and vision, is that correct?
That is correct, yes. Those go hand in hand.
Okay, great.
Well, what would you think, what's your biggest challenge you're facing right now with health insurance?
Well, it's a moving target, seems to be, on a daily basis. So, you know, there's new regulations, new laws, new rules that come out. And, you know, we're trying to figure it out as quick as we can, just like most everybody else. But fortunately, we have great resources. We can contact the healthcare.gov folks. We can contact the insurance companies and the people who are making the interpretation of the laws and figure it out for everybody.
And what do you think the biggest message that you'd want to send out to everybody? Like if it was one thing.
The one thing I would say is, why are you beating your head against the wall trying to figure it out on your own? Have somebody do it for free for you.
Right.
If you're a small business owner and you could get one of your biggest headaches that you do running your business and you could delegate it to a new employee who will work for you for free, why would you not do that?
Yeah, I think what is the total on the healthcare.gov website? I think it's astronomical. And then you can actually just have you do it for you.
Exactly.
For free.
Right.
Just kind of seems like a no-brainer to me, but you know.
Well, the biggest message is to let people know. People don't know yet.
They don't know that you provide the service.
Right. They don't know that this is a very unique service. What Mr. Officer has done is not available with every insurance company. The extent that he takes what he has created and what he has built is not available with every insurance carrier you speak with.
Well, it sounds like you need to get with CBS Local and get this message out there.
We're all about shameless plugs
exactly.
on Business Leaders of Today,
especially
if
when they're relevant.
Out.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys for joining us today. And would you let us know how people can get in touch with you?
They can give us a call. 800-831-3270 is our toll-free number. And people are there most times that you want to talk to us.
Okay. And you're on Facebook and Twitter?
Facebook and Twitter, yes.
All right. And your website address is?
USA-healthinsurance.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us. And next in the studio, we have Jody Stewart with Vaccines to Go. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about Vaccines to Go.
We're a concierge immunization on-site service for businesses as well as individuals, as well as national sales meetings for medical companies.
And what's the difference between what you do in, like, say, a doctor's office or the health department? Other than it being that's the health department just sounds kind of scary.
What we do is we actually bring our nurses and our physicians on site in all 50 states directly to you, whereas the doctor's office, you go and sometimes you have to wait for hours to get an immunization. And then when you get there, if they are certain travel immunizations like yellow fever or anthrax or typhoid, they don't carry those. So we have every immunization possible. We work very closely with the CDC and the World Health Organization. And as far as the health department does a hodgepodge of everything. So you can go and take a number and wait, and then possibly they will have the immunization you need, and possibly they will run out before your number is called. So we bring a concierge service to you, to your business, mission groups, small individual groups that are traveling abroad, as well as healthcare professionals who go in hospitals and need a certain of immunizations, and we're available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, our nurses and our physicians, so they're not losing time from work to go and sit in the health department or in their doctor's office to get immunizations in order to do their job.
And I could see that being such a needed service here in Atlanta, especially you know, with all the corporations that are here, and they're flying globally on a ongoing basis. Coca-Cola, I mean, you got, you know, Twitter moving in. I mean, all of these large companies that have, you know, their employees traveling. So is that kind of a target market for you to, you know, to try to, you know, get the corporations on board?
Yes, we have a large I guess a book of business with corporations, not only in Atlanta, but nationwide. Okay. So we have them under, you know, 3 to 5 to 10 year contracts. And so we will see their corporate executives, their CEOs, their CFOs, and just you know, their executives that travel. And we'll either see them on site at their company, or we'll see them in their home. We have a lot of GE that travel globally. We've done Google. We've done a lot of different people who don't have the time to schedule the immunizations to go and sit in the health department. So they will actually just give us a call, tell us where they're going. And if it's multiple destinations, then we can also provide them with what immunizations are required and then what are recommended for them.
So typically, how long does an appointment take?
Typically, when our nurse shows up on site, it'll take anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, depending on if they have pre-done their paperwork on our website or if they need to do it on site when we arrive.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example? Just give me kind of a walkthrough. I mean, I think people know what it's like to be at the doctor and have to sit and wait and watch the
Not
episode
fun.
Of Mari, you know, that's on TV. Can you just give me a kind of a walkthrough of the time from when I call you to...
Sure, absolutely. Well, there's a couple of ways that you can book an appointment. You can call our 800 number, 268-8684, and you will always reach someone 24 hours a day. And we will gather information of where you're located and what state, and then we send a nurse directly to your home or your business. And with that, they provide a 10 to 12 page documentation of where you're traveling to. And at that point, we will go over every immunization. If you have immunizations, then we will look at that record, and then we will make recommendations of immunizations that you need, as well as ones that are required, because certain areas you travel to, there are like yellow fever that is required to come back into the country. You can certainly go, but we want to get you back.
Right. Yeah, and we've seen that not too long ago, right here in the beautiful city of Atlanta.
Correct. Yes.
Very, very important.
What is a yellow fever card?
A yellow fever card, it is a immunization card that actually has a stamp. When you get a yellow fever vaccine, it is good for 10 years. It'll have your lot number, your expiration date on it, as well as our physician's signatures on there. And that says that you have been vaccinated for yellow fever. You will travel with that through the airports. And when you come back through customs, they will look at that to make sure you have the documentation and the stamp on it provided.
Well, the last time I left the country, I got mugged.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yeah. It was a great experience. But if I had lost my card, what happens then? Am I just... I live in South America or whatever now?
No. Okay. What we recommend whenever we see a traveler is there's a few things that we recommend. We recommend that you make a copy of your passport as well as your yellow card, download it to your PDA or to your email. We also give you a list of American embassies in the area that you're traveling to if you were to get mugged or if you were to lose your documentation, so that you can reach out to them and you can show them your documentation via email or your PDA, and they can issue you another one to get you back into the country safely.
So now, do you work with the CDC?
We work very closely with the CDC and the World Health Organization.
Just for the people that are listening out there, what does CDC stand for? Many people don't know.
Well, it's the Center for Disease Control here in United, and they're based here in Atlanta. And anytime there's an outbreak or anytime there is a violence or crime, we get hourly emails with that. We were also recognized whenever H1N1 was prevalent in the area. We got a certificate that we vaccinated a lot of people nationwide, so we were recognized for that also.
Mm-hmm. So, Chris.
Yes.
Chime in on me here.
All right. So let's go back to the actual vaccinations.
Okay.
Who are they? Are they done by like registered nurses? Are these doctors? Like who are they performed by?
We have a database of over 10,000 nurses and physicians nationwide. So when you call in, we get your information directly via our medical portal to our nurses and doctors. So there will be an RN or a physician that will actually administer the immunizations to you.
How long until you – let's say that I'm heading to another – this is really short, and I don't even know if this will work. But if I'm laying over in Atlanta, let's say I've got a couple hours – and I'm heading to, obviously, I probably wouldn't be able to get a passport or some, or be able to get into, no, you said I can get in the country, I just couldn't come back. Can you do like a drive-by?
We can. We've actually seen clients at the airport and facilities, hotels that are a layover, knowing that their company, you know, hey, we need you to go to Djibouti or someplace like that. And I've realized I don't have the proper documentation. Is there any way you can help me out? And we have seen people via hotel, via airport to get them the documentation. But understanding that there is certain documentation, you know, vaccines that you need to get in a length of time. So a yellow fever, you typically want to get 10 days prior to traveling or entering the zone that you're going, the yellow fever zone.
What has been some of the hot vaccines in the last year to 2 years here in the country?
MMR has been very hot right now because we're seeing that people are losing their immunity to the MMR vaccine.
So what does MMR stand for?
Measles, mumps, and rubella.
Gotcha.
And so we're seeing a lot of people who are updating their immunizations for measles, mumps, and rubella. There is a blood titer that you can pull to see if you still have immunity to your MMR that you had as a child. And if not, then we can certainly vaccinate you for that. We also seen a big outbreak with pertussis West Coast a few years back, and that's your whooping cough. So definitely people are getting up to date on their Tdap, their tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis vaccination. And
is that croup?
The croup. It's whooping cough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call it back in the olden days, whooping cough. Yeah.
Yeah, whooping cough.
Yeah.
And so we've seen that. And we're also seeing, you know, right now shingles is coming on with not even elderly population. We're seeing it people who are getting in their 40s and their 50s, shingles. And if you have, I know you've seen the commercials, if you have had chickenpox as a child, then you are susceptible to the shingles. So definitely, you know, giving us a call, we can get you a shingles vaccine. We see a lot of people in assisted living facilities as well as, you know, adult active facilities for that.
I'm a little fascinated by this whole, I can land in the airport and get the vaccinations that I need. What's the lead time on, like, scheduling?
Well, scheduling, we can typically see someone within, you know, you call us today, we can typically see you same day.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it depends on where you're located. Remote areas that we've seen in some of our Texas locations or, you know, in Wisconsin and some of the remote, it does take at least 24 to 48 hours sometimes to get you seen.
Right. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, and your main office is up near Johns Creek, right?
It is. It's in Suwannee. It's 3325 Paddox Parkway.
Okay. And if people are interested and need to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Our website is www.vaccinesonthego.com, and you can go on there and schedule an appointment. Someone will get back with you immediately and get all of your information. And our online portal is available to you 24 hours a day. So anytime you get an immunization, you'll always have that, because as adults, we don't really typically keep up with our immunization records. Or you can call our 800 number, 800-268-8684. And like I said, we're available 24 hours a day.
Great. Okay. I think, Melissa, did you have a question for
Jody? I did, actually. Two-part. You answered part of my question, but for like the aspiring traveler, somebody who doesn't know anything about anything you just spoke about, but as an adult, obviously, you apparently need this stuff. How would you know if you're getting ready to travel outside of the country? Like if I said I wanted to go outside of the country, besides just getting online, booking a trip, how would I know that I needed to possibly go and get vaccinated? Would someone tell me before I got on the plane? Or
Well, typically when you book a trip, it'll say that, you know, please check your vaccination records.
It does.
Sometimes whenever you book through a company, or if not, and you know you're going out of the country, it would be a good thing to maybe, you know, go to the CDC or give us a call. And we will put in your destination, and then we will say, you know, this is required and this is recommended. And then at that point, you know, you could utilize our services. Sometimes all you need is just some malaria medications because you're up to date on all your other immunizations if you travel frequently. And we can certainly write you the scripts for your malaria medications as well as traveler's diarrhea.
Thank you. That is really powerful, actually, for someone like me who wouldn't have known that. Second, I'm not sure if you touched all the way on it or you mentioned it. What are the prices, cost? How is it covered?
We typically we do a cash check or credit card, okay. But we do give you a form when you get an immunization to turn it into your health provider. It does have the CPT codes and the ICD-9 codes as well as our tax ID number. And typically travel immunizations are not covered under your plan. But if they are, then they would certainly reimburse you directly. And it kind of cuts out a middleman of billing insurance and then not covered part. And then we have to bill you. So
now, what about just a typical flu shot?
Yeah.
It would that be covered possibly?
We do do flu immunizations under certain medical plans because we do a lot of flu clinics during September, October, November, and we do them for a large scale of corporations. And at that point, we would bill out the flu immunization for your company or yourself.
As a small business owner, this is Ted, that seems like that would be well worth
the money to, sorry, as a small business owner, it seems like that would be well worth the money for me to make sure that everybody's not sick. That's our busy time of year for us is flu season. So.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And last year we had a bunch of people sick.
Exactly. It is a cost savings. And whenever we go to corporations, we give them, you know, a little 2-minute video that we send to their email that certainly shows that someone with the flu can be out of the workforce for over a week, which can cost the company thousands and thousands of dollars. So it is, you know, a $25-$40 flu shot, you know, is definitely going to save the company, especially bring them on site. And when you have on site immunization, it's like a 95% rate that people will get the immunization versus taking their own time off of work to go get a flu vaccine at your local pharmacies or things. So if you can have them on site and offer them to your employees, it's about 95% of takers on it.
I have one more question about this. Going back to my experience where my wallet is gone. So I'm in another country. I don't speak their language, and I have no documentation. In the event that...
You're SOL.
And that's kind of... Let me tell you, I've been known to be called a control freak. And when you are in a situation like that, and you have zero control, I don't ever use this term, but beside myself. Okay. But anyway, back to what I was saying. When I'm in the airport, and I'm having to prove that I have this stuff... Can I call you and say, hey, I'm at the airport. Can you give these guys the information they need? Or who would I call at that point?
Well, the great thing is when we vaccinate you, we give you a username and password to our online portal. So you have access to your vaccinations 24 hours a day.
What if I don't have internet there?
If you don't have internet, you can certainly call us at our 800 number, and we can via get that to you if you're one of our clients.
Awesome. And if you don't have a phone, then, you know.
Right. Then you don't have a phone. I mean, I'm not sure.
Yeah. If I'm out in the middle of a field somewhere and there's
your
a TSA
SOL.
Agent, then I'm, you know.
But we do also some of our stuff here. I mean, if you're not traveling out of the country, I want to let you know that if you're a medical professional, if you work for a large medical company and there is like 7 different immunizations that you need in order to go into the hospital to sell your product, we do a lot of companies and get them vaccinated at home so they're not missing time from their sales, which is costly to the client.
And you know what? I know that a lot more corporations are getting on board with this service.
Yes.
Because of that reason.
Yes.
So
we do a lot of national sales meetings for larger medical companies, and we'll vaccinate 300 or 400 or 500 people, you know, during the week of their sales meeting. And then when they're done, they're ready to go sell their product and not spend time sitting in the health department or the doctor's office.
So one more time, Jody, give everybody your information that's listening out there.
Okay. You can reach us at www.vaccinesonthego.com, or you can call our 800-268-8684 number. And reach out to us and someone will call you back, and that's how you can reach us.
Wonderful. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And last but not least, thank you for your patience, Gwyneth. How are you today?
Wonderful. How are you guys doing?
Wonderful. Gwyneth Mosby from Gwyneth Mosby Makeup Academy. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I know this must be the health and beauty issue. I'm going to be the beauty part. All the health has been going for.
That's right. Health and beauty. I love it. So tell us about your academy and all the great things that you're doing in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. I am Gwyneth Mosby, and I started a makeup academy here because of the fact that I've been teaching makeup for 25 years. I decided to do that because of traveling a lot. When I would be out of the country, so you talked about being out of the country, I would have clients that would need me to provide a service. I would be gone, and they would call me. I'm like, oh, I'm in Paris. I'm sorry. But I decided to start teaching makeup artists so that I would have someone there for them if I'm gone that could still provide a service. Mm-hmm. And in teaching the different makeup artists, for years of doing that, just started opening a school because it was something I always wanted to do. And this way, instead of training one, I could train a few more. At the school, I take 10 students at a time. And then I'm trying to prepare our market for what's coming. We have movies coming here for the next 30 years. So we need makeup artists prepared. Instead of them relocating from from New York and coming from LA, we have a lot of makeup artists here that can start being hired by the movie industry and things like that. So just trying to train up and coming makeup artists and get them prepared for what's coming.
So coming from someone who doesn't know anything proudly about makeup, tell me what you're, when you say makeup artists, are you talking about like what, like for movies? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you just mentioned that, yes, but like, or what about like runway shows? I mean, like, what? Tell me.
Like, do you do zombies and?
I know it's a little bit of a stretch there.
Now, we train the makeup artists for every part of the industry, whether it be fashion, television news, mm-hmm. or whether it would be reality TV, mm-hmm. Okay. Whether it would be body art or special effects, things like that. So, in doing that, with the school, decided to have a conference here every year called PMAC. And what we do is PMAC is Professional Makeup Artist Conference. So along with teaching the different makeup artists, exposing them to what there is all encompassed in makeup, because it's not just the beauty of eyelashes and eyebrows, lipstick. When you see bodies flying through the air and all that kind of stuff, that is makeup.
I see. Yeah.
And the makeup department does that.
Yeah, so when I heard Makeup Academy, I thought you were, you know, talking about like how to, you know, put on makeup.
Oh, wow. Yeah. But it is that too. But those zombies you see on The Walking Dead, that is the makeup department.
Like that show, what is it? Face Off?
Yes, Face Off, special effects. Yeah. And then we have one that's called Skin Wars that deals with body painting. Oh, and all that is
very cool.
All that is makeup.
Okay.
So just trying to get makeup artists exposed to that, because you'll have, and people don't know you can make a career of this. They don't know that.
Right.
You can make a career of it and have a living doing this, and it's an incredible field.
What kind of talent do you need? Like, what kind of base talent do you need to, when you come into this school and you start learning how to do this, like, what are some things that really make you stand out, you know, from, like, to be really excel in it, not necessarily stand out, but, it, you know.
Well, I think what it is, by the industry being vast, you have to have, you have some people say, well, I'm not creative, but they might like beauty. They might like to do the pretty makeup or the mm-hmm. beauty makeup. But when you have an art of drawing and things like that, that'd be good for body painting and special effects. And as a special effects artist, you got to like kind of scary things. You got to kind of like blood, and you got to like skeletons and, you know, gross stuff. You have to like those type things. And so, you know, it's amazing when we're trying to teach this to children. And when they think makeup, they just think of beauty. But then when you start explaining to them that, you know, the different crazy movies they look at with all the crazy, scary things and the monsters and the creatures, and they're like, that's makeup.
Right.
So, you know,
she said children. I just said, yeah, nobody caught that. So I'm just going to stop talking.
Well, no, I'm just saying, because you have children don't think they can have a career. This, and little boys, especially, they'll be like, oh, makeup gross, you know. But when you start explaining to them that, you know, the creatures and things that they watch on TV.
It's a form of art.
Yeah. And that's makeup. And then you'll find them, you know, it was funny, one of our instructors taught at school, and after they taught all this stuff, and one little boy said, I want to be a makeup artist, but only after he found out about the creatures and that he can build monsters and stuff.
Right.
That he wanted to be a makeup artist. So it's amazing that our career, the things that has only been in Hollywood and in New York, but coming here to Atlanta, that we gonna have that type of field here, and that is open for young people to come up and experience it and know that you can grow up in this thing. I had a young lady come to my school, and her parents are producers. They are movie producers, and they were here from L.A. actually doing a movie. And one of the makeup artists on set said, you need to send her to Gwyneth's school while she's here. And the parents was like, well, we've grown her up in the business. And I never take young people in my class, but this was a 13-year-old. And they was like, she's our primary makeup artist. And this is what she does for a living already.
That's awesome. 13, really?
13. And she was so professional. She had been around the world. Incredible young lady.
It's amazing. You know, when I was in my early 20s, I became friends with a model, and she was a makeup artist, and she introduced me to makeup, good makeup. You know, I was always using the drugstore makeup, and I tell you what a difference it makes when you have good product. Can you talk about maybe some of the products that you offer at your studio?
At our studio, we mostly deal with our students have the chance to work with makeup that you would not get at the department store.
Right.
So you'd have to go to places like most of the professional makeup artists. We shop at places like the costume shops and things like that, or online from different distributors. But you would work with companies like your Benai or Graftobian, Kryolan, Mayron. These are companies, products rather, that's been developed by makeup artists from back in the day, from of old. And these guys have come up with great products because they understand the movie industry and the television business, and they have the makeup already created for this type of service. So, you know, it would not be something you would find in the department store. You would have to go to a specialty store or a manufacturer to get these type of supplies.
So let's talk about the school for a moment and some of the classes that, you offer at the academy.
Well, at our school, we offer, we have a master's class. That's where you come and get the foundational things about learning makeup, how to apply it correctly and things like that. We teach a little chemistry, a little anatomy, a little biology. It's just not really, we touch on a few things of skincare because to be a makeup artist, you got to understand in dealing with the skin. Another thing that we do is we offer airbrushing. Airbrushing, special effects, beginning special effects, because we do have makeup artists here that offer more of the sculpting and molding and things like that, which is a lot more advanced. We offer body painting, face painting, fantasy.
And even a business. I think I read somewhere that you do I don't want to say business, but, you know, just for somebody that, you know, in the corporate world that really just wants to learn how to apply makeup properly.
We have a class at the school called the Everyday Woman's Class.
The Everyday Woman, that's
it. And that's for someone that's the everyday woman, just want to learn how to put on her own makeup. So when she comes in, we just teach her step by step. Instead of you, when you go to the department store, they put it on for you and sell you a bunch of products, and then you get home and you don't know how to put it on.
See, I wasn't far off.
Right. That's
Come
correct.
On.
So when you get home, you don't know how to use it, what to do with it. You just know you left the mall looking beautiful, and they don't show you step-by-step application. So when you come in, you have to, you know, lay out. We have you come in, sit on the mirrors, and I think they love sitting on the mirrors and the lights and everything. So we have you lay out all your products, and you have to apply them step-by-step. And we just walk you through it, and you do it yourself so you know how to use those products after you purchase them. Mm-hmm.
So how long does typically a class last? Is it hourly? Is it weekly? How does that work?
Well, we have the master's class. It's broken in three ways, broken down in three ways. It's a week if you have time to come in from Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And then we have the night classes, which are 2 weeks. And then we have our what we call a power weekend, and that's for people who don't have the time to come day or night. And they come in and try to get it all in a matter of a couple of 2 weekends. I mean, they grind it out, and it's long hours. It's like 10 to 9 every day, and sometimes we're not out at 9. We're out at 10 or 11, and it's a long day. So mm-hmm. those people, I call them the crazy ones, because that's a lot of information that they get. Because people think when they come in, they're going to actually do a lot of makeup. But we get a lot of theory along with it. It's a book involved, and you get theory to understand why you do what you do. Mm-hmm. And when they come in, they're just kind of like, oh, my God, I thought I was just going to put some makeup on. But when they come in, they have to sit down in class, do theory, and learn the ins and outs of it.
It's like a musical instrument.
Yes.
Well, also, too, correct. I would think that, you know, people have different skin.
They do have different skin.
So you have to apply, you know, differently according to,
you know. Then you have to understand cultures. I mean, when you're dealing with makeup, you understand cultures because you have your Asians, and then you have your Hispanics, and then you have your Caucasians, and you have your Blacks, and everyone have different things that they like in makeup and that they require, you know. So it's like eyebrows. I teach my students, when you have your different cultures that come in, like I had a young lady from Brazil to come into the class, and she was like, I like my eyebrows dark. So, you know, and then everyone wants to go in and lighten them and do different things. And she's like, I like them really dark. So you have to understand the cultures when they come in.
Yeah.
So it's things like that. And I had one from Spain, and she was like, oh, we do our eyebrows this way. So everyone have their different ways that they do things. And when you're coming in to do makeup, especially if you're doing international people, if you want to travel the world, I had the opportunity to travel the world. So you want to understand different cultures of how people do things. And you can't come in and put your way of doing things onto other people. You got to understand their culture as well.
Well, I think it's just wonderful that you have the school, because it provides, you know, so many opportunities for so many young, you know, women that are maybe looking to try to get back into the workforce or just add on to what they're currently doing. Do you find that maybe a lot of estheticians, a lot of, you know, people that are stylists, are they coming to the school to kind of do an add-on in addition to what they're currently doing? And do you get a certificate once you graduate?
Yes, you get a certificate once you graduate. And what's good about it is that I do have a lot of hairstylists that come through, because that's a good service to be able to do hair and makeup. We do get a lot of estheticians come through, because what we try to get the estheticians to understand, that if they go into a salon and work, they're the ones that's going to be looked at to do makeup. You know, when you go into the salon to get your makeup done, you're going to the esthetician. And believe it or not, when they come in, they have such a block on makeup. If for some reason they got this block, you know, skin, which is good. But I tease them all the time. I'm like, but after you do that facial, the first thing you're going to do is say, and that's over here, let me do your makeup. So what I try to teach them is that learn some form of it, learn something about it, a learn application, so that in the salon, because you're going to be the one that they ask to do the makeup, they're coming to you. And I do get a lot of hairstylists. They get it very good. Nail technicians get it immediately. I've had hairstylists come in that travel with artists or different people, and they'll say, sometimes we're out of town and sometimes the makeup artist was not good, and I want to be able to go in and do a good job or correct the makeup if I need to, if I'm just traveling with this person to do their hair. And we get a lot of people in that way also.
Working with CVS, I mean, we have, you know, makeup artists come in, you know, on a daily basis into the studio, because people need that when they're getting ready to do commercial spots and things like that. Definitely. So, yeah, absolutely. And earlier, you had just touched on the PMAC. So let's talk a little bit more about that. And I know it's an annual event, right? And what does PMAC stand for the people that are listening?
PMAC, which we call PMAC. PMAC is it's a professional makeup artist conference. Those with the letters are for. It's for makeup artists only. And we do get some people that's interested in and curious, but it's a way that they come in to purchase makeup. You can come in and buy makeup. And to imagine going to a big place of just makeup, it's
almost
amazing.
Like a trade show,
it's a
right?
trade show.
Yeah.
And to go into a trade show with only makeup, and if you're a makeup
like
lover,
fun.
Yes.
Oh, Jody's over there jumping out of her seat. She wants to go.
We gotta make sure she get a flyer. Yeah.
We got to get her a ticket.
We got to get the right flyer. But when you come in, number one, to walk in, you see so much makeup, it's mind blowing. And what's awesome about it is makeup no one else to have.
Yeah. It's you. The best.
The best. One thing good about it is that, you know, we have people, professionals from the industry that come out and they educate the makeup artists on the business. They come in, we have attorneys there, we have marketing companies there, we have agents there that represent makeup artists and what they do. And then we'll have people to come in and just deal with them on the business end. Then we have other makeup artists that's in the union, and we have movie makeup artists, and we try to make sure we have someone from every aspect of it, fashion, photographers, and different things like that, to come in and teach the makeup artists the different business and how to market themselves. And we try to do things like that. But at the conference, it'll be makeup artists that they want to meet. The young man mentioned Face Off earlier. So we have some of the Face Off makeup artists that, like Roy Willie and those guys, be there. And then you have Toby Sales, who works on The Walking Dead, and then you have a lot of those makeup artists from The Walking Dead be there. And then we have every television show that's filmed in Atlanta, the makeup artists from those shows, they come to the conference, and people get to meet them up close and personal, whether it be Atlanta Housewives or whether it be The Vampire Diaries or whatever show that is filmed here. All the makeup artists come. All the makeup artists come, and these people get to talk to them and meet them up close and personal. And the year before, the Reggie Wells, who does Oprah, he was with us, had been doing Oprah 25 years, and he came out, and a lot of the makeup artists just expired to meet him, because he has a long run at doing makeup, and to do Oprah even for 25 years, people was just trying to, you know, get to meet him and touch him, and he was there with just so much wisdom, and people could just go up to him and take pictures and talk to him, and it was really good like that. And you just had so many personable makeup artists. We had Mary J. Blige's makeup artist there, and he does Mary J. and Angela Bassett. So he was there, and which was good about him. I taught him personally, and he came out, and he lives in Los Angeles, and so many people were glad to meet him up close and personal. And then last year we had Cheryl Thomas, and Cheryl Thomas was the head makeup artist for Disney. She was their hair and makeup supervisor for America and Europe. So to be able to meet the head makeup artist of Disney.
Yeah. That's
Disney. That was big.
Yeah, so that's big.
Over,
that's huge.
Yes, over theater, Lion King and
that's awesome.
Mary Poppins and all these type of shows, Beauty and the Beast. And to have her to be that close where people can come up to her who's interested in doing theater. So it was really good like that. And then we had last year, we do an award show. The award show that we get to award different makeup artists that have contributed to the industry for years, because no one knows who these guys are.
They're behind the scenes, but making everybody beautiful in the process.
And being appreciated for what they do. So one of the big things we did last year that I really enjoyed was awarding a young man from here named Bill Johnson. And Bill Johnson is a special effects makeup artist for 30 years. Had done so many movies, and people didn't know who he was. They were just excited to me. When they saw his reel, when they put it on the screen, everybody was like, oh, my God, this guy had done so many major movies. Living right here in Atlanta, and people don't get to know that. We did another young lady named Donna Premick, who works on Divergent and all this kind of stuff, major movies, young lady, 30 years in the business, right here in Atlanta. We awarded her for her services and got a chance to just, you know, award these guys and appreciate them for what they do.
Well, for people who are listening right now, who are really interested and they want to get in touch with you and kind of understand the process, what's the best way to get in contact with you or your
or maybe want to go to the event and get a ticket for the event as well?
Oh, good. Well, the event is in November. This year is November 14th and 15th. We will be at 200 P Street. And the event is PMAC Expo. That's PMACExpo.com. And that's how you can look us up to be able to come to the show. And
where are you located at?
Well, my school is located on Miami Circle. If anybody know anything about
Atlanta.
Miami Circle. Atlanta, yep.
All right.
Right by Lenox.
Right by Lenox. Okay. I'm right over there, up the street from Eclipse de Luna.
Great location.
There. I am off of Piedmont, and it's 690 Miami Circle, Suite 575. It's the school. It's Gwyneth Mosby Makeup Academy.
What's your phone number?
678-310-4662.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Gwyneth, with Makeup Academy for coming in with us.
Thank you for having
me. That's very interesting stuff. And I like to say it's, you know, anytime you are watching something and someone goes, oh, gross, there's somebody going, yes, it is. I also want to thank Ted Officer and Melissa Sloan with USA Health Insurance. Thank you guys for coming in. Very interesting. I will definitely be contacting you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jody Stewart, of course, with Vaccines to Go. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Sorry, I should have finished that sentence.
That's
right?
Okay. Thank you.
And if you missed any part of this show, you can see us at businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I'm Chris Horn with VocalLogic. And
I'm Tess Turin with CBS Local Media.
Thank you guys, and have a great weekend.